You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Thanks to Indeed for sponsoring this episode. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one, just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Song Exploder listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Song Exploder. Terms and conditions apply. The band Spoon was formed in 1993 by singer Britt Daniel and drummer Jim Eno. They've released 8 albums, including their most recent record, They Want My Soul, which came out in August 2014. In this episode, Jim Eno breaks down the song Inside Out, explaining how it went from the original demo to the finished album version, including what other music influenced the recording. Plus, we'll hear from their co-producer, Dave Fridman, whose other credits include the Flaming Lips albums Soft Bulletin and MGMT's Oracular Spectacular. Here's Spoon on Song Exploder.
Time's gone inside out. Time gets to start again.
Hi, this is Jim Eno. I play drums in Spoon. So there's Britt Daniel, who is the songwriter, guitar player, and lead vocalist. There is Rob Pope, who is the bass player. Eric Harvey, who plays keys, guitar. Alex Fischel, who plays keys, guitars, and a lot of other things. We're talking about Inside Out off of our latest record, They Want My Soul. This is the first way I heard it. You know, the thing that I really love about this demo is that intro. It's not on the record. It's in 5.
Inside out. Time gets to start it with. There's intense gravity. I don't got time for holy rollers. Though let me wash my feet. And I can't be their soldier.
Britt's always trying to throw curveballs at us. So like sometimes I'll get something like this and it'll be a demo and he'll be like, hey, this is something I'm working on. And he'll like just sort of see what people do with that. He'll play a demo and he'll be like, okay, let's figure out different ways to approach this. So it would be like, okay, Elvis Costello, I don't know, Iggy Pop, what would you do? And then we'll just imagine like how a band like that would actually approach this song. It never sounds really like Iggy Pop or U2. It always sounds like Spoon. But there's just these little things that seep in. So Britt played the demo, but then he was like, hey, I have this idea. Let's approach this like Dr. Dre's 2001. There's a lot of slower tempos on that record, but a lot of really cool, hooky, simple, melodic parts. You know, I think moving it into more of a beat-oriented style was the right thing to do. So we listened to some of 2001, then we just played the song a bunch of times. I did what I thought like a Dr. Dre drum beat would be.
Time's gone inside out. Time gets to start it. There's a tent
So then you hear the new demo. I knew we were going to sort of create a sort of like a sample kit to replace my drums. So what I did here at the studio is I was working on building up snare samples and kick samples and things that I thought sounded good together that we took to Dave Fridman's. When we started the song, he pulled those up and used some of them, used some of his to create the kick and snare that's on the record. Fine with me, even though I'm the drummer. It's all about the record and the song, you know? This song has three solos, three keyboard solos. I think that's a spoon first, by the way. You'll hear this harpsichord thing. I worked with Alex on that little part. I think it was just his Nord harpsichord sound. But we wanted to get something that sounded like a hip-hop kind of sample thing. One of the things about like hip-hop samples is they're taking it from another place. And I feel like it's cool when sometimes they fall out of time, creating this sort of weird tension kind of thing. You know, that kind of thing. You know, I was sort of pushing Alex to not be as in time at the end of that line. The second solo at 322 was the more difficult one. Yeah, this is a tough one. We were looking for something simple, hooky, but also had a really cool sound to it. And the problem is that all three of those are incredibly subjective to any different person. This second solo here went through a lot of iterations. Finally, we came up with something that just worked really well. If you ever listen to old Marvin Gaye stuff, there is a sound with the snare that I had never been able to figure out what it was when I started recording. And then I found this one version, a mix version of a song that basically had these bongos super dry. And what it ended up being, that sound is, it sounds really great with the snare. So what I did is I didn't know if it was going to be used. I just wanted to try a bongo part. You'll throw down ideas and you never know if they're going to get used. And, you know, we trust Dave. And the way Dave would mix is we would be out of the room for about 8 hours. And then when we would come back in, we would listen to the song. And I remember him saying something like, boy, you know, I pulled that bongo track up and I was just like, this is never going to work. And then he's like, but then I started putting it in and he's like, I loved it. I don't know. I was really happy that he liked it because I thought it was a good idea.
You know, it's really just about keeping messing with it until you feel that emotional connection to it. My name is Dave Fridman, and I'm a producer.
We've always co-produced the records with outside producers. It's good. It allows us to get other input and things like that. We had wanted to work with him for a while. I mean, I'm a big Flaming Lips, and I love that MGMT stuff he did, and Tame Impala, the Sleater-Kinney record he did. You know, to be honest, I was a little bit nervous because I was like, what is Spoon plus like Soft Bulletin gonna even sound like? That's like a crazy thing to even imagine what it's gonna be. I don't know, I feel like this record is sort of what that is.
Well, I was excited too. I think it's great when people have that sort of frame of reference.
We tend to have the vocals pretty dry. You know, we don't like reverb, we like it right up in your face. And we were like, well, maybe on this one we can try a little bit of an effect. Or we would always give Dave like some leeway on things.
We'd go ahead and I would throw the kitchen sink at a song in terms of effects and stuff. Basically, I would try and set a banquet for them, and then they could come in and pick whatever they like out of it, and we just turn off the other things.
What he used on this was, I feel like it really draws you in, and it was a tape slap from one of his old, I think it's quarter-inch reel-to-reels that he ran the vocal through, but it has this buzz to it that I just really love. It really makes the vocal like very special to me.
There's intense gravity in you. There's intense gravity in you. I'm just your satellite. I'm just your satellite. Ooh, I know the time's gone inside out. And now it's only like I told ya. Oh, they may wash my feet. They do not make me complete.
Okay, so this part was something that Britt came up with. At this point, everything muted, like, into, like, digital zero. Because it'd be cool, man. Yeah, you know, you just hear something in your head and it's like, hey, I'm feeling something at this point. Let's try to mute every instrument all at the same time. What would that sound like, you know? Then Dave does the edit and we're like, I don't know, maybe, nah, let's add a couple things back in. And that's the kind of conversations that we have.
And now here's Inside Out by Spoon in its entirety.
Satellite. I'm just your satellite.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Spoon, including links to buy the song Inside Out, as well as the mixed version of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.
If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest. And then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.